Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. I'm a retired animal communicator and the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever. And this gathering happens on the first Friday of every month at noon Eastern Time. And it's just an opportunity to bring our energy together to enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. And we've been doing this now for 3.5 years at the request of my orca whale friend, Granny. And I have different people facilitate the call each month. And then the meditations are posted on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. So, you know, if you feel like doing a guided meditation anytime, you can always go to the website and just pick one out and do it. So, today we've got somebody new who is going to be leading meditation for us. Mayor, could you star six yourself?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, great. So this is Mayor Cromwell, and she's a Gaia communicator and priestess, and she's also an author and a healer. And she's got several award-winning books, The Great Mother Bible, Messages from Mother, Earth Mother, and If I Gave You God's Phone Number. And Mayor studied for more than 21 years with gifted spiritual teachers and also with Native American elders. And she sat on the World Council for Wisdom Gatherings for 3 years, and she's the visionary behind the 1,000 Goddesses Gathering, and also Gaia Wisdom Gathering to be held at Haverford College, Pennsylvania, and that's going to be June 8th through 10th this coming year. So right now, Mayor's hosting the weekly Voices from Gaia webcast series, and I was fortunate enough to actually be interviewed in that series just Wednesday night. And our good friend Linda Shea was interviewed a couple weeks ago. It's really a great series that's happening right now. And you could find out more about that on her website, Mayor Cromwell, MareCromwell.com. And Mayor lives up there in Western Maryland, and she loves sacred stillness, and she's actually a former worm herder. So, Mayor, take it away.
Thank you, Mary. It's interesting. Actually, I do love sacred stillness, and I also love sacred silliness. So, I have this roving and informal Center for Sacred Silliness that emerges every once in a while. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here with you today and to be leading this meditation. And I really want to put a shout out and a deep, deep gratitude to Linda Shea and to Mary Getten for being a part of the Voices from Gaia webcast series. And anyone listening here today, know that you can still register for it, and you'll be sent the links to the previous interviews. We've only done 3 out of 8. Next week we have an owl communicator, and then we're going to have a Sasquatch communicator, a nature spirit communicator, and so there are some really rich interviews scheduled in the next few weeks every Wednesday evening, and you can always listen to the recording afterwards if you miss it. Thank you for that introduction, Mary. So for this particular first Friday, I'm going to do a ceremony, because everything I do involves ceremony. It just has to. That's how I'm wired, and that's how I'm guided by Mother Gaia. And it's interesting, actually, because a really gifted Shoshone elder actually called me the voice of Earth Mother, which is most humbling. And another elder told me that my work is in the prophecies, and I've surrendered to serve Earth Mother. But today, we did put a call out for everyone to have a glass of water and a lit candle in front of you. If you don't have that in front of you, then that's okay. You'll be connected with us. You can visualize the water and visualize the candle. We don't want you to step offline right now. We are going to focus energies in particular once we get into the meditation after I start ceremony on where a oil tanker named the Shanxi was hit by another tanker in the China South Sea on January 6th, and the ship finally exploded and sank on January 14th. So we'll be putting part of our focus there. It was filled, the tanker was filled with oil condensate, which apparently is more toxic than just straight crude oil. And it, I'm reading some information here from a scientist in Alaska who's an oil expert, oil catastrophe expert. And apparently condensate does not form a traditional surface slick when it's spilled. Instead, it generates a toxic underwater plume of hydrocarbons invisible from the sea surface. So we're going to be focusing energy on that and envisioning that pristine and clean and clear once we get into the actual meditation part. So, excuse me. I invite everyone, if you haven't lit your candle, to go ahead and light it if you do have one in front of you. And again, if you don't have one, that's okay also. What I'm going to be doing in this meditation is something I do really often, is I will connect you with Earth Mother's heart through what's called the love cord connection. And then I will also ask the Christ consciousness to come in and amplify your energy body, our energy body, so that we'll be pretty amped up and feeling, I trust everyone will be feeling their love and their energy as we move forward in the meditation. But first, we're going to start with ceremony. I call on the Creator, Great Mystery, the Great One, calling on the Creator to bless us in this ceremony. We sit here as your children across the globe, listening and honoring and focusing our healing energies on water, asking for your blessings in this ceremony. I call on Earth Mother, Mother Gaia, Creatress, to bless us with your sacred energies for this ceremony and this meditation for global water healing. I call on Gai, sacred partner to Mother Gaia, to also bless us with your sacred energies for this ceremony and this meditation healing. I call on Geodesica, sacred offspring to Mother Gaia and Gai, to also bless us with your sparkly energies and healing energies for this ceremony and this meditation. I call on Hiroshi, powerful, blessed one who has come in recently to the planetary realms to help activate and clean up all the various sacred plants and animals and stones all over the planet, serving Mother Gaia for the ascension energies on Earth right now. I call on Grandmother Moon, who has been so full this week with the eclipse even on Wednesday, to bless us with your sacred energies for this ceremony and this meditation. I call on Crystallia, one of the regional sacred nature beings here where I live in the Mid-Atlantic, to bless us. I also call on Mother One, the great, 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 great Divine Mother in the cosmos, to bless us with your sacred energies and your womb space to hold us all and the entire planet in your love and healing energies. I call on the Virgin Mary, Mother Mary, to bless us also with your divine feminine energies. I call on Kuan Yin, great compassionate goddess of the Buddhist traditions, to bless us with your compassion, sacred divine feminine energies. I call on Yamaya, goddess of the ocean in the Aruba tradition, great, beautiful one who takes care of the world's oceans also. Please bless us with your divine feminine presence. I call on Isis from the Egyptian traditions. Please bless us, oh beautiful and powerful sacred feminine being. I call on Mary Magdalene, powerful Mary Magdalene, priestess and goddess, sacred partner to the Christ consciousness, please bless us with your sacred energies for this ceremony and this meditation. I now call on Carnuses, Celtic god of the nature spirits, to please bless us with your divine masculine energies and all the various nature spirit realms with which you work. Please join us here in ceremony. Bring your divine masculine energies. I call on Poseidon, great god of the ocean from the Greek traditions. Please bless us with your divine masculine energies and all the love energies that you put forth throughout the oceans of the world. And I actually call on all of the deities, both masculine and feminine, from all the traditions around the world that focus on our waters of the world, from the springs to the streams to the rivers to the oceans. Please bless us, all of you, serving the highest good for divine plan alignment. Now I shall call on the Christ consciousness. I am that I am that I am that I am, calling on the powerful Christ consciousness to bless us also in the ceremony and global healing of our world's waters. I call on White Buffalo Castleman, who embodies the Christ conscious energies, who came to the Lakota people with powerful teachings. I call on the Peacemaker, who also embodied the Christ conscious energies, who came to bring the warring tribes, the Mohawk, and others, to bring them together in the Haudenosaunee gatherings to bring peace to that region of the world where there was so much war between the indigenous tribes. Please join us, Peacemaker, the one who brought together the Iroquois Confederacy. I call on the Pale One, who walked this continent in Central America and North America 2,000 years ago and brought to the indigenous peoples the Christ-conscious energies and teachings of peace. I also call on the Buddha consciousness and the Krishna consciousness, which along with the Christ consciousness embody the powerful, highly, highly spiritual resonance of one of the parts of the universe closest to where source or creator comes from. Call in on all of you to bless the ceremony and this meditation that we'll be doing shortly. I am that I am that I am that I am. Beautiful, beautiful, powerful Christ consciousness. Bring your love into our spirit bodies and our hearts now. I now call on Cosmic Protector Archangel Michael to bless us with your divine masculine protection and your teams to surround us with love and light. I also call on Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel to bless us with your archangel protection energies. Thank you, beautiful ones. I now call on my entire guardian team to surround all of us within this ceremony for this meditation. I call on the bears, the wolves, the sharks, the whales, the phoenix. I also call on my dragon team to surround all of us with your love and protection, and the giants to surround all of us with your love and protection. Thank you, beautiful ones. I now call on the overarching consciousness of all the dolphins from all over the planet, both salt water and fresh water. Please join us, beautiful ones. I know you're already here. And I call on the overarching consciousness of all the whale species with your huge hearts. Please bless us with your sacred presence. And the sea turtles, the octopus, the squid, the sea lions, the seals, the salmon, all the sacred beings who live in the waters of our world, millions and millions of species, from microscopic to the mammoth, our whales, all those serving the highest, highest good for divine plan alignment, please join us here in ceremony. This is for you. This is for all of us, but this is for you in particular who live in the aquatic zones. We love you so much. I now call on the nature spirits, in particular the undines, the water spirits, the naiads, and all the other nature spirits and all the various names that are used for you across the globe in all of our languages. Please join us, beautiful sacred ones, for the highest good for divine plan alignment. I now call on the water dragons also to support us in this healing ceremony and meditation. You are powerful ones, and we need your support in this. I also call on the plant kingdom, the seaweed, the algae, the kelp, along with all others in the plant kingdom that live in the aquatic realms. We love you so much. Please join us. And I call on the devas of all the oceans of the world to join us, from the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian Ocean, the South Ocean, the Arctic, all of the devas. Please hold us in sacred space as we do this ceremony and this meditation to serve you. And now we'll call on the seven directions. calling out to the sacred energies of the West, Mother of Water, and the energies of the West that are the energies of letting go and passing over and transitioning old ways that no longer serve, humbly asking that the beautiful sacred energies of the West join us here in ceremony. And I call now to the beautiful energies of the North, the energies of the mother element of Earth, and the energies of the elders, that inner stillness, that meditation, bear energy. Please join us and support us in this ceremony. Thank you, beautiful ones. I call on the beautiful energies of the East, the mother of air, and the energies of a new day, new ways being born, new children being born that are bringing in the new world that is coming in at this time for the highest good for divine plan alignment. Welcome, beautiful energies of the East. I now call on the sacred energies of the South, from the Mother of Fire and the energies of vitality and singing and dancing and celebration. Please join us, O beautiful ones, to support this ceremony and this meditation. I now call on the Creator one more time to ask for any further blessings and love from your divine center. Please bless us with our intentions here to help heal the global waters of the world. I call on Earth Mother, Mother Gaia, one more time also to ask for your love and your blessings to infuse us with all that we need as a sacred circle here around the globe to focus healing energies on our global waters. And from my sacred center, I also give my love and my sacred energies to this ceremony, Ho. And anyone else waiting to be invoked who is serving the highest good for divine plan alignment that I have not yet mentioned your name, please know that you are also invited to join us here in ceremony. And that includes the stone people, beautiful ones, who hold the plant together, mother's bones. Please welcome, know that you are welcome, beautiful stone people of the planet. So now, I ask that each of you take a deep breath in and let it out. And take another deep breath in to the depths of your lungs and let it out. And one more time, take a deep calming breath in. And this time, as you are exhaling, feel yourself releasing any tensions from your body and mind that you don't need to hold on to. Just be here in this moment and know that you can trust this moment deeply. You are held by so much love in this moment. And now I want you to focus on the top of your spine. And I want you to visualize a ribbon of energy starting at the top of your spine and coming down your spine. And it can be any color that comes to you, even rainbow colored, if that's what comes to you. So drop this ribbon of energy down your spine and visualize it coming all the way down to your tailbone. And when it reaches your tailbone, drop it down directly to the very heart of the planet, to Mother Gaia's heart. And when the end of this cord of energy reaches Mother Gaia's heart, visualize her heart opening up and grasping the end of it and pulling it directly to the very, very, very center of her heart. And know that she is absolutely loving that you are connecting with her in this way. Beautiful. Now, bringing your attention to your heart chakra, feel in your heart all that Mother Gaia has gifted you with. All the food you have eaten, the water you have drunk, fresh air filled with oxygen from the trees and other plants that you have inhaled. All the beauty that you have experienced, the flowers, the waterfalls, the majestic trees you have seen, and maybe even hugged, the beaches you have walked. All of these are sacred parts of Mother Gaia that have graced your life. And you can show gratitude for her and to her for your very body, too. Your body is a gift from Mother Gaia, as all the minerals and nutrients that make up your cells, muscles, bones, all of your tissue source from her. So feel this love in your heart and allow it to expand there. Love and gratitude, love and gratitude, love and gratitude. And take a deep breath in and let it out. And now send this love straight to your spine and down to your tailbone. And drop it down, this love cord connection, to Mother Gaia's heart, straight to her heart. And you can visualize her receiving this love. Beautiful. She is taking this in, and it means so much to her when we send her our love, especially when we're connected from our energy body to her energy body. And take another deep breath in. And let it out. And now I want you to ask Mother Gaia, Earth Mother, to send her love back up this love cord connection straight to your heart. And you can do this quietly. Just call out to her. And visualize this love coming up the love cord connection you have now formed with her. And her love energy comes straight up into your tailbone and your root chakra and straight to your heart. Beautiful. And take a deep breath in, another one. And let it out. Feeling Mother's love energy just right in your heart, rippling out from your heart into your energy body. And now I will invoke the Christ consciousness again in a more powerful way. I am that I am, calling on the Christ consciousness to come into each of our spaces, wherever we are sitting, listening, participating, joining our sacred energies together here. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. And I want you to visualize the Christ consciousness in front of you, whatever the Christ consciousness looks like to you. And this beautiful being is hovering in midair about 10 feet in front of you. And from the heart space of the sacred being is emanating a gentle river of golden light. And this light is flowing toward you. And I invite you to put your arms out to guide this river of healing golden light with your hands directly into your heart chakra. Gently guide the energy in. It's a beautiful river of golden light flowing right into your heart chakra, opening your heart to this powerful healing energy. Feel it radiating into your heart chakra and from there into your lungs, into your entire chest, up into your throat chakra, and your third eye, and all the way up to your crown chakra, just radiating golden, golden energy from the Christ consciousness. And then from there down into your solar plexus chakra below your rib cage, and into your sacral chakra in your belly, filling up your entire torso, all the way down to your root chakra with this golden, golden healing energy from the Christ consciousness. And this golden healing energy, sacred, sacred energy, continues to flow into your heart. There's just a steady stream of it coming from the Christ conscious, filling up your entire energy body, surrounding your arms and your legs all the way down to your feet. Your entire being is pulsing with this sacred healing energy. And you're also deeply connected to Mother Gaia's heart right now, and her love energy is pulsing, mixing with the Christ conscious golden energy that's pulsing within your entire energy body. And now I want you to once again feel the love and gratitude that you have for Mother Gaia infused with the love from the Christ consciousness now. And feel this in your heart chakra. And one more time, drop this love down your tailbone to your root chakra, to your tailbone and your root chakra, all the way to Mother Gaia's heart again. And see how she takes it in. She is just loving this healing energy. And take another deep breath in. And let it out. Beautiful. And one more time, ask Mother Gaia to send her love up this love cord connection to your heart and your entire energy body. And your energy body is now deeply infused with the love of the Christ conscious and Mother Gaia. And your heart is flowing powerfully with these healing energies. And now I'd like for you to pick up the glass of water in front of you or the water bottle. And if you don't have one in front of you, that's fine too. You can visualize water in front of you or your favorite pond or lake or even the ocean. I invite you to beam this love that is infused with the Christ-conscious love and Mother Gaia's love from your heart chakra into that water. Visualize the water filled with the vibrancy of this golden healing energy. And as you focus on the water and visualize it filled with the vibrancy, quietly say the words, I am sending love and gratitude to this water. I am sending love and gratitude to this water. Beautiful. Now we know that all the waters of the world are connected. And the water in the glasses in front of us or water bottle or the waters we're visualizing are connected to all the other waters of the world. It's all one. And just as the waters of the world are connected, there is a sacred grid of energy that is deeply connected all around the globe. It encircles the globe. Visualize this grid of energy. It's pulsing with beautiful white light. And see how there are people holding nodes within it. These are light workers who are holding these nodes. In front of you, see where the grid comes very close to you, and I invite you to step forward metaphysically and become one of those nodes of light worker. See how you're stepping right into it, and the nodes, you are a node, and there's energy connected from you to the next person, in all directions. And feel the energy from your heart and your energy body pumping light and love energy into this global grid. And the energy from you is rippling out into this vast network, combining with everyone else's love and light. And the energies from the Christ consciousness and Mother Gaia are flowing through you to support your energetic contributions to this grid. So beautiful. And far off in the distance, you can see how the energies of the whales and the dolphins are supporting this energetic grid of light and love, support the flow of high vibrational love energy within and around Mother Gaia. And visualize how every single person, every single light worker in this grid is starting to also connect with Mother Gaia's heart too. They just feel the call and they're sending their energy down. And they're connecting with the Christ consciousness. They're feeling their heart filling up with that golden love energy from the Christ consciousness. And their energy bodies are glowing even more and pulsing more energy out. Beautiful. And you hear a call coming out to this entire global grid to focus light and love on the waters of the world. And all the light workers in the grid, we all direct our minds and our hearts, supported by the golden healing energies of Gaia and the Christ consciousness. We direct our minds and our hearts on the streams and the rivers near us. We envision them pristine and cleared of any toxics and trash, beautiful, sparkly water. We see healthy fish jumping in them, clear waters. We see where these streams and waters and rivers flow into larger bodies of water and eventually to the oceans of our sacred planet. And more fish are leaping and swimming in bountiful numbers, and the water is clearing. It's just amazing to watch. The water is getting more and more pristine. And we keep on sending our light and our love to the waters and seeing them as beautiful and healthy. Ripples of light energy from our hearts continue to flow out, making the water purer and purer as we direct our energies from this entire grid around the planet to our global waters. And now the entire global grid of light workers are focusing on the Pacific Ocean waters off the coast of China, where the Shanxi oil tanker exploded in the middle of January. We're sending tremendous amounts of love and gratitude to the ocean waters there. A powerful golden white beam of love from our entire group is radiating healing energy into all of those waters, going deep down to the very depths, the very bottom of the ocean there. And we're observing that all the oil hydrocarbons from the condensate are breaking down immediately with this healing energy we're sending. This healing energy that we're concentrating there is going out in wider and wider circles, just rippling through those waters. We are all envisioning the waters there pristine and whole and pulsing with vitality. It's just rippling out and rippling out throughout the entire Pacific, going up to Japan, up to Atlantic, to Alaska, down the west coast of Canada, across the waters to Hawaii and beyond Hawaii, to the coast of the United States, down into the southern part of the Pacific and the Pacific Islands, all the way to the coastline of South America, rippling golden white light from this grid of energy around the planet that we're all focusing powerful healing energies on the entire Pacific. And then from there, we radiate this energy to south of South America, down into the oceans around Antarctica, the southern oceans, up into the Atlantic, along the coastlines of all the continents there, up into the Arctic waters, extending from there around the southern part of Africa, even radiating out into the Mediterranean, all the beautiful waters there in the Mediterranean, filling those waters with golden, golden, white light energy, healing, healing energies from this global grid. And then extending the energies down around the southern part of Africa into the Indian Ocean. And again, the southern oceans around the Antarctica, connecting all the way as we go around the planet, this vast, vast amount of water that is being radiated with our love and our healing energies. Meeting again up with the Pacific waters. And I invite everyone now to take a deep breath in and let it out and see how all of the oceans and the devas of these oceans are also joining in with sending this healing, love, and light. And we also visualize the Christ consciousness again, continuing to send healing energies into our hearts and energy bodies, pumping us with the powerful energies from that source as it just pulses out into this global grid. And Mother Gaia continues to pump her love into us. We are one, one, this powerful grid of one, of light and love, pumping our energies and visualizing vibrant, healthy waters and all of the oceans of the world, all of the lakes, all of the rivers, all of the ponds, all of the springs. Visualizing all the contaminants just breaking down with the potency of our love and light. Clean, pure water filled with light and love. And as we are doing this, we sense a huge celebration in the dolphin communities. Far off in the distance, as we look in the ocean, we see they're leaping in the air. The sparkliness that we're sending, all this pure energy, they're loving it. It's just feeding them. They're having their own party. And the whales are jumping up in the air, too, and breaching with joy in the ocean waters. This focus is so important for them, for all of the sacred beings in our waters around the planet. And all of the oceans of the world are glowing with vibrancy as we send them the light and love from this global grid. It's a truly beautiful phenomenon. And Mother Gaia is smiling. She has a huge smile on her face right now. And gradually we realize that our work is done for the time being today. We see the water glowing with the love and the light, and they are getting clearer and clearer, all these waters of the planet. And we focus one last pulse of healing energies toward our local waters and then global waters. And we gently step back from the global grid. And some of you may wish to stay in the grid. Some of you have probably been in the grid for a long time. But those of you who wish to step back, that's fine too. You now have a place in this global grid that you might not have known about before. And we turn to Mother Gaia and send her one more beam of love from our hearts in this moment. And we also now turn to the Christ consciousness who has continued to send us healing love through all of this. And we send love back to the Christ consciousness because it's a relationship. a very, very divine relationship. And we know now that we've connected on this level, we're always connected. But when we really focus on it, we can reconnect even more powerfully at any time in the future. And now I invite you to look at the glass of water or water bottle in front of you. And again, if you don't have one, just visualize one. And feel love and gratitude one more time for the sacred liquid in front of you that gives us life. And I invite you to take a long sip of this charged water, but leaving some of it in the glass or the bottle. Don't drink all of it. The invitation is to you, each one of us, to share some of this water after we finish the meditation and we're offline, to share some of this charged water with the beloved plant in your home or beloved plant outside, to bless it also, because we're all deeply connected to them also in the oneness. And once you've had your sip of water, or your visualization of a sip of water, take a deep breath in and gradually let it out. And take one more deep breath in to the bottom of your lungs and let that out slowly. Let the breath out slowly. And know that you have connected to Mother Gaia, with Mother Gaia through a love cord connection that is now part of your energy body. And the more you tap into it, the more you drop it to her again and again and again, and the more you fill it with love, the stronger it will get. It's a powerful way to tap into her healing energies. And you can also call out to the Christ conscious anytime to ask for the stream of golden healing light to come into your heart chakra and radiate throughout your entire energy body. You have formed these connections today if you didn't already have them, and they're there for you to continue to tap into again and again and again. So we've come to the end of our meditation, and I will now officially close the ceremony and thank all the beautiful sacred ones who have joined us here. Oh, thank you to all the beautiful sacred beings who have joined us here on the spirit plane to support this ceremony and this meditation for healing our global waters. We honor and love you and are very grateful for your support of our ceremony today. And I also wish to send deep gratitude and love to all the other light workers on the planet holding their space in the grid, the powerful healing grid of light. Ceremony is now officially over. Ho! So be it, so it is. Anchor, lock, and seal, I am. We are. Thank you, everyone.
Wow. Thank you, Mayor. It's going to take a little bit, I think, for everybody to come back into their body. So wiggle your toes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mary.
I'm just reminding everybody to come back into your physical body, back into your room, and wiggle your feet and stretch a little bit, move your head around. Get yourself firmly back into your body before you try to do anything or stand up. Wow.
Actually, I find it helpful to call in the stone people to help us ground. If you feel like you are floating off a bit, please feel welcome to call in the stone people, because they're fabulous at helping us ground ourselves and helping us. And we can focus on tucking our energy bodies back in.
Yeah. I think I'm going to take my water over to the Gulf and put it directly into the sea.
I love hearing that.
Yeah.
I'm getting chilly bumps. Yeah, I think there's a team supporting this on the spirit plane.
I want to get this water directly into a large body of water.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And for those of us who don't live next to the ocean or next to a body of water, if you just pour the water and the ground where you live, it's all connected, as we know. It will be felt across the planet. It already has been felt.
Absolutely. So is there somebody that would like to share something or talk to Mare? Go ahead and star 6 to unmute yourself. And, come on board.
I'm happy to answer any questions.
Mare, this is Linda. Mare, that was spectacular. Thank you so much for doing sacred ceremony with us. I have not witnessed your work. You've been so gracious about giving others a platform, but to experience what you do, your mastery, and it was just spectacular and glorious. Thank you so, so much. Powerful. And I look forward to sprinkling the sacred water on my new plants that are gracing my deck here in Sedona, as well as pouring some into the creek, Oak Creek, that runs through Sedona. So I'm going to be doing that today, and I'm just feeling very, very blessed to have been here today. Thanks so much.
You are most welcome. I'm humbled by your words because I love your work. I'm in awe of your work. So we're all doing it together.
We are.
Is there somebody else that would like to share something or ask a question? *6.
Oh, this is Mary Sue over in Santa Fe, and I just wanted to say when I took my dog for a walk this morning, there were just some beautiful, beautiful clouds in the shape of whales.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really wonderful.
Wow. Well, maybe there were whale spirits just joining you in prep for this meditation.
Right, I know. It was so distinct. Yeah. So, anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, this is Diane. I have a practical question.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. I didn't know if you could hear me. Is the cord with Mother Gaia still there, or do we disconnect, reconnect? This is my basic.
It's still there. Once you have dropped this energy cord, and it's essentially from your root chakra, you know, the tailbone and our root chakra, it's still there. You have created this now. And thank you for your question because it gives me a chance to give a little more background. Mother gave me the message in January 2013 that she so longed for all of us two-leggeds, all of her children who are human, to reconnect with her with this love cord, because at one time every human was connected with her, with this energetic cord to her heart. And yet with the patriarchal religions that came in and the loss of the goddess traditions and the matriarchal sacred mother traditions, that energetic cord got weaker and weaker, and it got cut. And there are those people on the planet, the indigenous ones, who never lost it. And I can actually tell when someone still has it and they never lost it. And you can feel their groundedness. It's a really beautiful experience. So this is one of the things that Mother's Gaia has asked me to do, is please help my children reconnect with me energetically, sacredly. So it's not just from your heart. Your heart's a big part of it, but it's actually dropping an energy cord from your energy body to her heart and then just sending love down and asking her to send love back. And the more you do it, the stronger it becomes. And this way she can infuse us with her healing energies, because Mother Gaia is the ultimate healer. She will heal anything and everything if it is so deemed to be healed. And she's always healing, always. And there's another piece to this that I love to share, is that if you're having a really rough day and you're feeling really chaotic and like a lot of monkey mind, restless thinking, and you can't really calm it, drop this energy cord. It's already there. Just really make it strong and call out to her and ask her to be magnetic. Ask her to pull the chaotic energies from your energy body down and out of you, and she will do that. And I've done it even driving. So you don't need to be standing or on the ground or sitting in a calm place. You could be anywhere and just call out to her. And it's all energy. But it's powerful, sacred love energy.
Thank you.
Great question. Thank you.
Okay, is that it, everyone? Anybody else? Last call? All right, great. Well, thank you again, Mayor. Yeah, go ahead, Lenny.
Somebody.
Yes. A question. Do you have a sense of any more spectacular detail about the whales and dolphins and their connection to Mother Gaia that would be lovely to share with us?
You know, we have Linda Shea and Mary Geddon here on the line. And their rapport with the dolphins and whales is so powerful. You know, Mary's interview Wednesday night, 2 nights ago, with the Voice from Gaia series was very enlightening for a lot of us because, and if I can speak for you, Mary, the whales and the dolphins are holding a grid of energy in the waters of the world. And this grid is connected with Mother's energy grid. And there's so much more there that I don't know and I don't understand. And I know for a fact that the dolphins and the whales and their overarching consciousness are communicating directly with Mother Gaia all the time. And there's lots of communications about what their needs are, and then Mother Gaia will send messages out to specific light workers that she works closely with, including me, to put in requests for more healing energy. That's what I can share in the moment. Linda and Mary, I invite you to add here.
I think that's probably a really good way of putting it. You know, there's a lot of connection between them. They're so close to Mother Gaia. I mean, the ocean is touching everything, every bit of the earth. So, I think what you said is perfect. Linda, is there anything you want to add?
Is Linda still here?
I don't know. It's okay.
She had a chiropractic appointment.
Okay, here.
Oh, here she is.
Here I am. Yeah, just speaking to the same thing, I have a very dear friend who studies earth energies and has written some books about it. And he shared with me that in his research, and he was specifically at this time focusing on the consciousnesses of the animal kingdom. And he said, Linda, I don't know, this is so interesting, that of all the animals that he was testing, their range of consciousness and points of like vortices on the planet that really anchored their specific consciousnesses, he said the dolphin consciousness literally covers the entire planet. That there is nowhere on the planet that someone can be in the oceans or on land where simply breathing the air, you're not breathing in the dolphin consciousness. So I found that to be really, really beautiful.
Wow.
And the whale the same, absolutely.
Yeah. It's also very comforting, Linda.
It is.
You know, and I felt this, as you were saying that, Linda, I felt this wave of energy, like the dolphins just confirming, like saying, yes.
Yeah.
And I know it wasn't just the dolphins and the whales. So huge confirmation with what you just shared.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
This is Muriel, and I just wanted to add that I think so far as being so connected with holding the grid and working with in tandem with Gaia, the white whales, they're doing an enormous amount of holding things in place so that what needs to happen can be birthed and can come to fruition. And it's even hard to put words to. The work they're doing is so seminal.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah, we're all a team. You know, humans are just one piece of it, that's for sure. We're a team.
That's right.
I mean, I have on my beer, on my mirror, I have a little post-it that says, Team Gaia, I am.
That's great. Well, I want to thank everybody for being here today and to thank Mare again for doing the ceremony with us. And next month, March, first Friday in March, is going to be hosted and facilitated by David and Linda from Dolphin Heart World. Don't know who's doing what, but they're going to handle everything next week because I'm going to be in Baja kissing whales. So
oh, wow.
I'm so grateful and thankful when they are able and willing to step in like that and keep things going. And I know you guys will all have a blast next month with whatever it is that they do. So what I would like to do is I'm going to unmute everyone, and then we can have our chaotic goodbye. We can say goodbye, and until next time, thank you very much for being here. Hold on.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a wonderful time in Baja.